In the first three steps of the program, we have experienced a change in attitudes. We have worked in the first three steps to develop within our own selves a more positive concept of who we are. It's extremely important that we really concentrate and work on the first three steps in order to fully understand and develop a positive concept of self. Only in developing this positive concept are we now ready to begin the journey of the fourth step and the fifth step. In this tape, we now will look at how to develop a knowledge, a healthy, beautiful concept of ourself. The 12 steps are geared towards teaching us different elements and different concepts of life. In the fourth step, we concentrate and work on the beautiful areas of self-knowledge. Who am I? Who is this gift? Who is this person? In this step, we now begin to inventory our life. The step says to make a fearless moral inventory of your life. Remember the words of this step. It says to make a fearless moral inventory. And that means this inventory must be made without fear and without guilt. It must be made with an open mind so that we may grow and learn and discover from it. Also in the fourth step, we understand that it's an inventory. It's a chance for us to be able to go back and look at ourselves. It's an opportunity to begin to experience our history, to begin to understand who we are. Unfortunately, because of our dysfunctional situations in life, so many of us have been trying for years and years to forget our history, to forget our past. The program teaches us not to forget. It teaches us to forgive, to release, to heal, to let go. But also the program teaches us to embrace our past, to look at it, and to learn from it and discover from it. To begin to realize that it truly is our teacher, that it is an opportunity for each and every one of us to begin to realize that we do have a history, and that our history is our journey, and how important it is for all of us to look at that history through positive eyes. So in the first three steps of the program, we develop those positive eyes. And now with a positive set of eyes, with a positive direction, let us now begin to journey into our inventory, into our self-discovery. As we begin our inventory in the infinite wisdom of the 12-step program, they also know us very well. So the steps tells us to sit down with pencil and paper and to write our history. The writing is extremely important because, unfortunately, what we do to ourselves and our minds is that we make things much more complicated than what they really are. And that's why it's important to clear our mind and to put everything on paper. So for us, it becomes a very concrete situation. For codependents and doing our inventory, one of the things that we tend to do, and it's part of our nature in coming from dysfunctional families, so many of us want to do our inventory first before we even work the first three steps. Why? Because we are used to taking inventory. We are used to dwelling on our past. We are used to looking at all the negative things that have happened to us in our life. We are used to looking for what's wrong. That's why in doing a fourth step for codependence, we ask you please to look at yourself through a different set of eyes and through a different perspective. We ask you in the fourth step as you write your inventory not to sit down and look at all the garbage that goes on inside of you, not to look at the past in such a negative way, but to use the inventory as a positive growth process to continue this positive journey and this positive discovery of who we are as persons. Let me share with you a simple little story that might help.